Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to our show. It's Danny and me. Friday, June 15th, and we're here back after another sick day that I had to take. I still sound sick, but what the fuck, man? I can't stay at home when I need to be here.
Yeah, no, I sound a little sick too, to be honest with you.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. You still taking your antibiotics, or did you decide it was a crazy thing to do?
No, I'm still taking it, but I'm also drinking on them, so it's
wonderful.
Equal balance of working slash it's not really working.
Yeah, exactly. And then you're going to complain that something happened to you.
Literally.
You're going to start speaking Chinese or something.
I wish I knew another language.
You never know what these things can do to you, man.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
Who knows what destruction is happening inside my body right now?
I know. What we do to our bodies, you know? It's a fucking temple. Why do we abuse our bodies? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Well, not everybody
Well,
does,
you're abusing your body by drinking that Diet Coke, so.
Yeah, and the cigarettes. I didn't say I don't. I didn't say I don't. I all the time abuse my body. You know?
You are Hi, Lola. The best ever. Thank you.
Lola, come in later if you want to, okay? We have part of the family here, the radio family is Lola. And if you want to listen to her husband, he's in the other studio. But you're listening to us, so you can't listen to two shows at the same time. But maybe Lola will join us. She's a great woman, and she's been on the show before. And she's got a lot of great things to say. And since we don't have a guest today, it's a dry day as far as guests. Maybe she'll come in. So there's a lot of big news that we're not going to cover because it's politics.
Yeah, it's like Friday. No one gives a shit about politics, especially me. Don't put me to sleep, Sam. I'm already sleepy.
Okay.
That's what everybody else is saying that's listening as well.
Yeah, exactly, right? Don't talk to us about politics. Look, there's enough shows talking about politics.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. If it's something interesting, like Donald Trump's wig fell off during a convention,
that's important for you. But, there's plenty of political shows, not enough shows like ours. So, you know.
What exactly is our show?
We'll keep our niche. Our show pretty much, I think it's personality based, right? It's not so much the topics.
Yeah.
Just ours are contributing to the show. I see it as a fun, open format. And that's it. You haven't figured it out yet?
No, okay. I feel like there's no like solid.
You need it written down, right?
Yeah.
There's no definition to this. This is just, the show is the way my head is, you know?
Yeah.
All over the place, moving from one thing to another and things like that, you know? So, hey, it works,
right?
The
best kind of show.
Yeah, it works. We don't have a lot of time to prepare for the show because it's daily, you know? So the people that do weekly shows, they have time to prepare.
Oh, yeah.
The shows, and they have notes and things like that and make a big deal about the guest. But with us, it's like by the seat of our pants, and we love every moment of it, right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. You know, there's a car down there that's been there, and I told Casey, you got to call the police because it's stolen. I mean, it's been sitting there for a week on the street.
What are you talking about?
A car. There's a car on the street, parked on the street.
Okay.
And it's been there for a week.
But how
nobody
do you know it's stolen?
It. Because nobody's moved it for a week. What else can it be?
I don't know. Maybe something happened to the person that was driving it.
Well, maybe. Maybe it was killed.
Are there plates?
Maybe there's a person in the trunk for all I know.
Wait, are there plates on the car?
There's some plates, but it seems like temporary plates, like some kind of number that a dealer would put on. It's not even metal. I think it's paper or something. But
is it
I
a
have
nice
to look
car?
At it. No, not a nice car.
No
at
one's
all.
Gonna steal a shitty
it
car. Seemed,
it may have been maybe they just stalled on the freeway, but who would leave their shit here? You know,
besides, anybody? People don't care.
No, people will steal shit cars because it's easier to break into them, and they all they need is transportation. It's not like they steal a car in order to have an expensive car. Some people just steal it because they committed a crime. Whatever first car is in their way, they take it.
Yeah, know? I guess I never really thought about the logistics of stealing a car.
Why would anybody leave it here for a week if they had an accident, if they got pulled over, if their car broke down? Anybody would come back for their car.
Well, are there tickets on the car?
Yeah, there's tickets.
Oh.
I mean, because the reason I'm bringing it up, because there's a few hours during the day when there's no parking there.
Right.
But that car is there. And it always blocks the whole fucking lane, you know?
Yeah, it probably
is. So I noticed it. That's why I noticed it.
Yeah. You know? Why don't you call the cops? Don't tell Casey. Yeah, right? You call the cops.
I'll call the cops.
You definitely are not going to.
Who, me? Yeah, I'll call. What the fuck? I'll tell him it's in our way here. It's blocking your fucking rush hour traffic.
You know what I'm guilty of? Back home in Boston on the freeway, I used to bartend, so I'd drive home at like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And I'm tired, and I don't want to be near or around any drunk drivers. I'm tired. I just worked a 4-hour shift, which isn't even long, but it's late hours.
Uh-huh.
And anytime I saw like an extreme drunk driver like going from lane to lane, I'd be that person on the phone like, hi, 911. Uh-huh. I'm on 95 South.
Yeah.
Plate number, blah, 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 blah. He's about to get off exit. Like, I'm that bitch.
Yeah.
Then I stopped doing it because I was like, yo, karma. I don't drink and drive, but
but that's a good idea, you know.
I've definitely drank a little bit and been behind the wheel before, though. I don't do it anymore, but like when I was younger,
yeah,
there's definitely some times where I drove home wasted.
That's crazy, you know.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, yesterday somebody put up a video on Facebook, I don't know if you've seen it, of a guy going into a liquor store and he's already so fucking drunk he can barely stand. It's the funniest thing ever. Just trying to get, and he's going to get another 12 pack of beer, mind you. And so there's just like the security video, and you can't believe
how drunk he is.
How drunk he is. He can't stand.
I hope they didn't sell it to him.
Well, I'm sure they didn't. I mean, this guy was probably taken somewhere. You know, he couldn't get up. He fell. He couldn't get up.
How do people drink that much? Like, how is it enjoyable for you to even want to get that?
They obviously want to really, they probably have a lot of pain they need to suppress, you know.
Yeah, that's like alcoholic status.
Yeah,
because I used to work with when I worked in an insurance agency.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So we don't have a guest today. Come later if you want. Okay. All right.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Love you.
What'd you bring? You
a little birthday card.
Oh,
that's so sweet.
Oh, she didn't forget.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's nice.
Now you're making me feel bad.
I know.
But you weren't here that day. Yeah. I didn't remember, damn it.
I didn't get you anything either except for a cake.
You brought a cake. I didn't even bring a cake, but I would have if it was a work day, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to me.
Yeah, back to you. So you got a...
I used to work with this lady at this insurance agency, and we used to go to work at like 8 a.m., work till 5, uh-huh. And she would be so cocked at 8 a.m., and like she'd go to the bathroom 4 or 5 times a day, and you could hear like the liquor clinking in her bag. And I just never understood. I'm like, how could you possibly enjoy? Because when I get drunk, like really drunk, and the next day I have that hangover, I'm like the most miserable human being on the planet. So I can't imagine just being drunk way past that hangover point and then wake up and do it again.
Right.
I just don't understand that.
Yeah, yeah. People are fucking heavy duty, let me tell you, into drinking. It's unbelievable.
That's why people should just start smoking.
Yeah, but you know what? That's the thing, though. When I see someone drunk like this, I'm like, fuck, these people are walking among us.
I know, and I hate seeing women like that at like clubs and stuff. Because I'm like, yo, get home.
Yeah.
You can get home safe, girl. Because all it takes is one creepy dude and you not knowing where you're at or who you're with. And you black out and you wake up in some stranger's bed. That's how easy it is.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you totally don't know what the fuck you're doing.
And men are so disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, this guy was like a rubber doll. I mean, he could not stand. He couldn't sit down. He couldn't get up. I mean, it was un-fucking believable. And the way they just go for the refrigerator to get another 12 pack.
I don't think I could date a beer drinker. I think beer drinkers are the worst type of...
How do you figure?
They are. I find them like any... If I go on a date and the guy orders a beer, I'm probably not going out with him again.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Even if he's not like... I mean, look, I hardly ever drink, But if I went and had some chicken wings, yeah, beer is cool with that. So would that disqualify?
I don't know.
You see, that's the thing. You got to find out if they're like big drinkers or not. I mean, someone can just order a beer once in a blue moon. That's what I do. I don't have beer at home. You know, I don't really go out specifically to drink.
I went out with my guy friend on two, I don't know what fucking day I went out with him, but he's really cool when he's sober. And then when he starts to drink, it's like
obnoxious.
Oh my God.
Really?
And I tell him all the time.
Yeah.
Because I love him. I'm like, yo, it's just not a good look.
Right.
It's just not a good look for you. You're a sloppy, drunky mess. And that's without beer. That's like, he drinks like the hardcore Jameson type stuff.
Yeah.
But then I'll switch over to vodka and I'm like, bro.
Yeah.
It's just not a good look. And I would hope that you would tell me when it's not. Like, I know tequila is not a good look for me if I'm around people I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, on Saturday night when I went to the cocktail party, I drank tequila around my Bumble date. And this girl I didn't know, and I was a bitch.
Really?
Yeah, like a bitch, a hardcore bitch.
Yeah.
And it works, because he wants to go out again. I was like, nah, it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah. You know, my twin friends who have been here on the show, when they drink, either one of them. And the funny thing is they don't like...
Are you talking about the Rico Suave twins?
No. When they were here separately, Don and then Doug. Those guys from up north in Paradise, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So they both been here. And in fact, Doug was here the day that you came to audition.
Yeah, I remember.
Right?
Yeah,
His brother came later.
Yeah.
Don. So, and they're both pretty eccentric and stuff. But
no,
the funny thing is...
The second one that came is a little bit more mellow than the first one.
Yeah, that's true. But they're both pretty... pretty unique, let's put it that way. Okay?
Well, I mean, they live in the middle. I feel like if you live in a town where there's nothing to do and you know everybody, you're bound to be a weirdo. Am I wrong for this?
Yeah, I think you're right. Plus, they have those personalities. They're just very, they're very similar in many ways. So the funny thing is, they don't like when each other gets drunk, you know? They'll criticize each other.
Me and my sister do the same thing.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You see, because... None of them looks good when they're drunk.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, they do crazy shit, you know?
See, Gabby is more of like a fun, like I just want to dance and party and have a good time. And then at some point, maybe she'll start crying type of drunk. I want to dance, have a good time until somebody looks at me incorrect. And then I'm like, yo, it's a wrap. The night is done. Last night, for instance. So, you know, Teron has a show every Monday and Thursday at Laugh Factories. And that's like my brother. And this is what's frustrating to me. Like, even joining Bumble, when I'm writing people, I'm like, I'm just looking for friends. I'm looking to network. I'm not trying to date.
Right.
Because I get along well with guys. I have really good guy friends. The only thing is when you have guy friends, no matter if you're out with just him or a group of people, if I'm close to, let's say, Corey or Teron, everyone thinks I'm sleeping with them.
Right.
And I'm not. I'm like, we've never, ever been attracted to each other. We're never going to hook up. It's never happening. But everyone always thinks it does.
Right. Because that's what it looks like. You know what I mean?
So last
people
night,
automatically think, man, woman,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And if you laugh at each other's joke, oh my God, you're fucking. No, I just think he's funny. So last night I was at a show. I went by myself because I was like, I need to get out of the house. And I was supposed to go to an event. I didn't end up going because the comedy show went late. So I'm at the event and I kept noticing that this woman was walking by me and giving me like a death stare. And I was like, I don't know what her problem is, like, but I had tequila cause I'm on antibiotics and of course I'm drinking at the
time. That goes well together.
So at the end of the night, I'm waiting for him to finish some, I'm thinking maybe we're still going to try to go to the event. And again, she's like staring at me while we're outside and I'm waiting for him. I'm like, yo, I don't know who this woman is, but it's starting to be a problem. I just hate girls to begin with. So Teron like tries to introduce the two of us to each other and she just doesn't say anything. So I'm like, yo, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
So I go, hey, Teron, he's taking my pictures. So obviously I need somebody to take my outfit of the day pics. So he's like, you're going to get me in trouble. I go, you need to tell this homegirl, I don't care who she is, I'm your friend. And if she keeps staring at me, it's going to be a problem. So he starts laughing because he thinks it's funny. I'm like, it's not funny. Like, you know my attitude, Teron, it's about to come out. So I go, can you pull up the car? Can you bring me home now? He said, yeah. So I hop in the front seat and he gets in, he starts laughing. He goes, you know, she's coming soon. I said, and she can get her ass in the back seat. So she gets in the back seat and she's huffing and puffing in the back seat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, this bitch has some balls. She has some balls. So he goes, Danny, this is probably why you're single. I go, Teron, don't start with me just because you're in front of somebody you're trying to smash tonight. So he goes, this is really uncomfortable for me. So she starts going off in the backseat like I've known her my whole life. I turn around and go, I'm going to give you 10 seconds to shut the fuck up before I hit you in the face. So she, she shut up real quick. And I go, honey, I'm going to be in Teron's life for a very long time. You're going to be in his life for a night. Uh-huh. If he's bringing me home, I'm sitting in the front seat. You can get in the back seat. I don't care if he's fucking you in an hour or two.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what you told me.
Yeah.
And he was there.
Yeah. He's just so uncomfortable. He thought it was funny though. He might be mad at me today for sure. We're supposed to be going to a gifting suite, so if he doesn't hit me up, I'm gonna know that he's upset about it. But get your girls.
It all depends if he got laid or not.
Yeah. And they just met. You just exchanged numbers. Like, girl, don't be giving me an attitude, because if you guys end up being a thing, I'm not going anywhere. You're going to see me on a regular basis.
That's funny.
So that was drama for the night. Is there ever not any drama when I go out? That's why I keep my ass
at
home.
That's true, yeah. I might have gotten pissed at you, though, if I was him.
Why?
Because you were, like, cock-blocking
him
in a way.
How was I cock-blocking? If anything, I was boosting his chances of sleeping with her that night.
How?
Because it looks like me and him have a thing. So no, in her head, she's like, oh my God, this really hot chick.
But he said he felt uncomfortable because there's this chick and you're making her feel like shit, you know?
I'm not making him feel like shit. I'm making
her.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but if
if you were in the car with me.
Yeah.
And I brought another person. Yes, you're more important, but if you're fucking everything up for me, and it's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, but as
because
if you have your
both
friend,
of you to be happy.
If you have your girlfriend in the car,
right,
who you're super close with, right, are you going to let somebody you just met disrespect them?
No.
Exactly. So he didn't step up and tell her to shut up, so I had to do it for him.
Right, but that's not the way to do it.
Yeah, I don't care. He knows I don't care either. He knew it was going to be a problem, too, as soon as he pulled the car up. I didn't know she was coming.
Yeah.
But hey, I've gone out with him 1,000 times and I've never ever once seen him leave with a chick.
Yeah, but my question is why did he say that? That's why you don't find anybody.
Yeah, that's what I said. I go, what do the two have to do with each other? I go, don't try to shit on me in front of this chick as if that's going to help your chances of sleeping with her later, Tron. Yeah, I know exactly what you're trying to do.
Well, he was pissed.
No, obviously. He was laughing though.
Really?
Yeah, I know him.
But
we'll
said
laugh
that
about
to
his
you,
head.
Yeah. That's
but see what
lousy.
I mean? It's so complicated.
Especially in front of her, you know?
Yeah, it's so complicated trying to have guy friends. Like, girl, I told you, like, I literally, we were standing outside. I go, just to clear the air, so she would stop giving me attitude. I go, that's like my brother.
Right.
There's nothing going on between us. Nothing is ever going to be going on between us. Right. And she still proceeded to give me attitude.
Yeah.
As if I'm lying. No, honey, if I was sleeping with him, the last thing that's going to happen is you being in his backseat. If I'm sleeping with anybody.
Yeah. Do you feel she was intimidated?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she was with her friend before her friend left. She was like, yeah, we were talking about how gorgeous you were. We walked by you a bunch of times. Like, they literally, remember I told you inside, they kept walking by me?
Yeah, yeah.
They were, like, checking me out. Thanks, you little bitches.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you go to a lot of quote-unquote events. I don't know where the fuck you get all these invitations, but
I get invited all the time, but I feel like I don't go. I don't feel like I follow through.
You
on
might
going.
As well make money off of that, for crying out loud.
Well, everyone goes for free.
Yeah.
It's not like you're getting paid to show up.
No, I know.
But it's like a good networking event.
I know, but you'd be working instead of that. Earn some money.
So, anywho, that was my night. I'm supposed to go to a gifting suite today, but you get a bunch of free gifts at a gifting suite, so that's kind of cool.
I know. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So, the World Cup, the Soccer World Cup is on right
don't
now.
Don't care.
I know. I don't either, and neither do most Americans. That's the funny thing.
No, everyone cares about soccer when the World Cup is on. After that, you don't hear a goddamn person talking
right,
about it.
Right, but
soccer.
Even now, nobody gives a shit. You know, although the United States actually got to host it in 2022. You know, so that's...
like here in America?
In America. Actually, 2026. Fuck. 8 years from now. Can you imagine being in the year 2026?
I wonder how different things are going to be.
I know. In 8 years, they're probably going to be different. I mean, imagine if they invent something like the internet again, you know. Like, because now they're heading towards the Internet of Things, if you heard of it.
No.
IoT. And
what the hell does that mean?
That means that all our appliances, everything we use, is going to be connected. So
Wi-Fi?
Like self-driving cars would be communicating with each other, you know?
No, thank you.
So that way they don't hit each other. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but have you seen all these articles about car, like all these self-driving cars crashing?
There's only a couple of them.
I don't care.
And besides, it's just the beginning, okay?
And we're all going
to
be...
These are not supposed to be like... autonomous cars, you still need a driver there. But they're going to have cars that have no driver. That's what I'm saying. So I don't know if it's going to happen by then or not, but it sure looks like it. We're moving at the speed of light.
I think soccer, baseball, and I think soccer and baseball might be the two most boring sports to ever be created.
Do you like football?
I will go to a game if someone offers to take me.
Right.
But I don't like...
But you don't watch it or
yeah,
anything.
I'm like a basketball chick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you just said basketball is boring to you.
No, I said baseball and soccer.
Oh, baseball and soccer?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
baseball is like you go to a game and like by inning 8, 5 hours pass. You're holy shit, there goes my whole life.
I know. I went to a Dodgers game once. I didn't even watch the game. We were like in a VIP suite.
Yeah, you just drink and right, chill with your friends. See, that's fun.
Yeah.
If it's cold out and you got like seats outside, that is the most miserable experience you could ever have in your life.
That's true. But going back to soccer, except for us, everybody in the world is just crazy about it. You know, I mean, those are like,
well,
it's
like,
not a small thing. It's a big deal.
Yeah, well, if you go to like London or like all right. these other countries, they don't have basketball or any of that.
No,
I
they
think.
Do. They,
they don't have football, though.
No, they don't have football.
Do they have hockey?
They have rugby, which is kind of similar.
Rugby is so corny.
Yeah. But no,
I'm a professional rugby player. Wow. Do you want a cookie? Get the fuck out of my face.
No, but our football is definitely American football, you know. Because everywhere else they call soccer football.
Yeah, well, football's so dangerous, though. Like, yeah. I don't know if I would date a football player.
Right. And, you know, soccer games are pretty cool, but they can also be slow because for 90 minutes you only get maybe a couple scores.
Yeah, and then the final score is like 3-1. And I'm like, right. wow.
But people like the close, you know, the close calls and the when you almost score and you don't, you know, it's a whole big thing. I mean, people identify with the teams like there's nothing else.
No, thank yeah. you.
I mean, you've talked to Casey, right? He likes Manchester United from England.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's like, when they lose, he's like depressed. And when they win,
who
he's
cares
ecstatic.
Enough?
Right.
Who cares you know, enough?
They're overseas. Anyway, you know, who cares?
But I would never be depressed people if a get, team lost.
People get dedicated.
Yeah,
you
they
know?
Do. Like, seriously. Yeah, do. Especially with, like, football finals or basketball. Like, the like NBA finals. It's like people really get into it.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, this is intense.
Or the Super Bowl, you know.
Well, especially if there's money on the line because a lot of people bet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They know. Well, they definitely bet on soccer around the world. But this year it's taking place in Russia. And, yeah, a lot of countries. I don't know how many countries go there. It's interesting. I don't see it in this article here. But there's quite a few. The U.S. did not make it this year. We never make it. I mean, nobody cares about soccer here.
No.
So we don't get good players, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody invests in bringing
my
good
players.
My
girlfriend kept texting me last week and was like, hey, there's a bunch of soccer players in town. Like, do you want to come to this house party? And I was like, no.
Yeah.
Like, I have zero interest.
I mean, I remember when David Beckham moved here and he said he was
so
going to play. He was going to play for the Americans, and where is he now? Bullshit, you know?
I feel like him and Victoria have some really weird sex, though.
Probably.
Just because she's, like, so skinny. It's like, what is he grabbing on to? I mean, as much as guys want women that are in shape, like, I think they like a little bit of fat on the stomach.
Yeah, it really depends on who it is, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I got to tell you, we have a new show here called Plus Size Divas. And they bring plus size guests and they talk about body and all this stuff. And they had a guest this week who's got about also 250,000 followers.
Right.
She's full figured. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And that's after she lost a lot of weight. And on Instagram, she puts pictures of her in like swimsuits and things like that, you know, half naked, whatever. And look how many followers she has. People love every kind of woman.
Yeah.
For every kind of woman, you'll find someone. You just have to look.
Yeah. Like some men like really, really skinny girls.
Right.
And some men like
really,
thick
really
girls.
Fat girls.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Not fat.
Well, if I mean, look, if they're obese, they're fat. Besides, why not? Okay. I mean, I'm not saying this to be condescending.
Fat is mean, though. Like, fat's a mean word.
I guess if they take it as mean, then it is. I don't see it because I don't use it in a... In an offending way.
Right,
I'm
right.
not trying to talk down to them.
Yeah.
But fat is fat. You know what I mean? What, if a cat is fat, you wouldn't say it's fat?
No, I say that cat's really chubby. Like, I have a really chubby cat.
Yeah.
And
but
I'm
what
like,
if
wow,
it was,
Milo, you
what
are
if
big.
It was, like, really fat? You'd call him fat. Come on.
I don't know,
I mean,
Sam.
I'm tired of this politically correct, you know? Enough with that already.
I think when it comes to weight, it's a touchy subject.
I know it.
People call me fat on social media, like, 24-7.
They
like,
call you fat?
Yeah. I'm like, bitches, are you crazy?
No, because people are trying to offend you. That's
yeah.
the thing.
I mean, my stomach's got some
jiggle
to it.
Fat has become, like, a bad word.
Yeah. I've just come to the conclusion now that I'm 30 that I'm just never going to have abs.
Yeah, have
Which
you
is
tried?
So, yes. No, not really.
Oh, so you think they're just going to appear out of nowhere.
It's just so hard because like my girlfriend texted me yesterday. She's like, hey, I'm going on this diet. I'm going to drink 2 shakes a day and eat 1 big meal. And I'm like, that's not me enjoying life.
Yeah.
Like if I died in 1 week, I want to eat everything that I wanted to eat.
Right, right.
And having 2 shakes a day, first of all, shakes give you diarrhea. I don't care. If you drink a protein shake, you've got to make it to the closest shitter. Am I incorrect here?
I don't know. I never did.
You've never had a protein shake ever in your life?
No.
Ever, Sam?
Never.
You're lying. You've never gone to Gold's Gym and said, let me get the peanut butter dream?
No. Never even occurred to me.
You've never made a protein shake?
No.
Yeah, well, okay, your body doesn't... If you don't have protein shakes on a regular basis,
okay,
it, like, runs.
Really?
That's why people lose weight when they drink that.
Oh, I see.
I think they put, like,
laxatives
or something in it. I'm not kidding. My girl had 2 shakes yesterday, and she texted me. She's like, I've been crying. I've been on the toilet all afternoon.
Yeah.
I'm like, so that's a diet that you're choosing to do? What if you had plans?
Yeah. It's like bulimia when you fucking... takes laxatives and shit, you know?
Laxatives don't work on me.
Yeah.
So bizarre. They
Good.
Do not
well,
work.
You don't need them. But, no, I mean, you're not going to get abs if you don't do sit-ups. That's
bottom
line.
I do sit-ups.
How many?
I don't know, like 100 a day.
Really?
Yes.
Are you
At least
serious?
100 a day.
Then you should have something close
and
to
And I do
abs.
Them, I do, like, all different kinds. I do the side ones, the normal ones.
Really?
I do the
so
bicycle ones.
So, yeah, it's
ones.
A body shape if you're supposed to have
I'm
a layer.
I'm just, like, wide. I'm, like, a wider chick. I've just come to, and my rib cage is really big. So, sometimes it looks like my fat is hanging over. Like, if I wear high-waisted pants, it looks like I have, like, a little bit of fat coming over. But it's just because my rib cage is so large.
Okay, I don't know. Never noticed. But if that's what you say, rib cage. I don't, you know, I don't size up people's rib cages that much.
Oh my god,
that's funny.
So, anyways, what's the plans for the weekend? What are you doing?
I really don't know. With me, it's like weekends. If I don't plan something in advance, like a trip, it's more like impromptu kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know,
same.
It's like, yeah, let's go to Santa Barbara. Let's go do this.
I've never been to Santa Barbara. I still got to go to Santa Barbara. I got to go to San Diego.
Yeah, you got to. I mean, these are close. They're close places, and they're very, very nice. Both of them are.
Right.
It's amazing. So
I just feel like I need to get the fuck out of Los Angeles.
You really
Maybe
do.
For like
take
a week,
a
two.
Even a couple of days. Just take a break. You'll see when you come back here, you'll kind of go... Oh, I'm glad I'm back, you know?
Right.
If you go for a week or two, yeah, mm-hmm. you'll come back and you'll go, huh, it's not so bad after all. Because L.A. has got a lot of great things about it. You can't deny, you know? It's hard to make it here, but living here, I mean, the weather, how can you beat the weather, you know?
Yeah, I actually woke up this morning. It was so nice driving home from the gym. I was like, wow, you, like, really can't beat this.
Yeah, you know?
Because if I was back in Boston, I'd wake up and I'd be miserable for sure.
Yeah, and you got to think of the weather when you move somewhere because it's a big part of the day, you know? If you can't sit outside and enjoy the air, it's a different kind of lifestyle.
Right.
You know, you live in Vegas... Even at 7 p.m., you can't sit outside. It's so fucking hot, you know? And here it gets nice and cool, and you can sit outside. So, yeah, you can't beat this. But there's a lot more than just weather, for a place to be appealing
to
someone.
I just wish there was, like, cooler people.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I just, like, had, like, a solid group of people.
Yeah.
I don't yet, but I will eventually, I hope.
Yeah. Well, it depends where you are, you know. I mean, here it's... There's a lot of people that are surface here, right? Shallow.
Yeah, definitely. And I just think it's like, so you know I joined Bumble.
Yeah.
And
every day you tell me that. Yes, so you know I joined Bumble.
Because it's just like an experiment and I'm deleting it.
Okay.
I'm deleting it.
Yeah, you don't like it anymore?
It's just like people are really rude. Men are really rude.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I've never been looking there. Now, why would they be rude? Because you're, I don't know, what do you do?
I think some of them are insecure.
Yeah.
First of all, I matched with you, so your ego should be a little bit through the roof that I even gave you a swipe right. And I have to go out of my way to write you first. So that's like, number one, that never happens. It's forced for the app. Because on Tinder, guys have to write you first. But Tinder is like, hey, I'm trying to fuck. So I don't want to join Tinder because I don't want to come off like I'm trying to sleep with anybody because I'm not.
Oh, Tinder doesn't let both sexes write first
if they want to?
I don't think you're right. No, but Tinder, you can either one write, but Bumble is specialized.
Wow, you got a Tinder account, Sam.
Well, a long time ago. Not anymore.
You trying to get some ass this weekend, Sam?
No. Besides, I'm telling you, for my age, I don't think Tinder is the same hookup tool as it is for young people.
No, it
is. I mean, my son connects with this all the time.
Oh, you mean for older people?
Yeah, like my age. I don't think people, if they go on Tinder, they don't think about just hooking up, you know? So, but for young people, definitely. I mean, my son connects almost every day with
a different chick. Yeah, that's great. But isn't that so crazy that your son could literally just swipe right on somebody, meet up with her in two hours.
Screw her that day. Yeah.
You don't know her. You don't know anything about her.
Right.
And like you're sleeping with her, she could give you herpes. Like, I just don't understand what people are thinking.
Right.
So I joined Bumble because I thought Bumble would be safer. Number one, it's not. These guys on Bumble are so aggressive. I met like a couple cool ones. Don't get me wrong. Like there's a few of them. I'm like, oh, okay. I could probably kick it with them. And then some I'm like unmatch block report.
Yeah.
I've reported like 7 pages.
Really?
Yeah. For saying like out of line, out of pocket comments.
Yeah.
Like I had some guy write me today and was like, oh, look, another wannabe actress with a fake ass. I'm like, number one, you small dick motherfucker. My ass is real. And now you're blocked and I'm reporting your page. Ugh. Can you imagine being that angry that you can just speak to a woman like that and you don't even know her?
Yeah.
Like I could be the best thing that
issues.
Ever.
They have issues.
Yeah. Like you look like the type of dude that'll beat the shit out of your girlfriend. Yeah. If you're talking to a complete stranger like that.
Right.
So yeah, I'm definitely deleting
and
the
they
app.
Expect you to connect with them, right?
Yeah.
After all that.
And then after that, they're like, yo, so you want to fuck?
Yeah.
I'm like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
Unmatched.
Yeah. It's like, let me put her down and insult her and maybe they'll attract her to me. You're supposed to say, oh, man, that turns me on when you say that.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. I was with somebody for on and off for like 4 years and he used to say like sideline comments, like kind of putting me down. And years later, he like reached out to me and apologized and he explained to me that he thought I was so out of his league that he treated me like shit and like told me I was like unattractive and no one would ever want me because he was so scared that I would wake up and realize I am way too good for you and I'm leaving your ass.
Yeah.
So I think some guys do that too.
That's true, huh?
Yeah.
They try to be mean to you.
Yeah, because they know that you're out of their league and like you could go to the grocery store and be like, yo, I found
somebody
better.
Maybe they're resentful too because in their mind, they're not a priority for you or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Wow.
I sometimes think the guy that I've been hooking up with on and off for the past year is like that. I tell him all the time, I go, are you rude because like you know you're not ever going to do better than me?
Right.
Like I don't understand because like I'm a cool ass chick with him. Like I don't ask him for anything. I hit him up every once in a while for food and for dick.
Yeah.
And you're still rude to me? Like I give you comedic relief when you come over. I rub your back.
Right.
Suck your dick for 25 minutes. And then tell you you can leave and you're still going to be a dick. It's because he knows he can't do better, but he already missed that chance of being with me because he was an asshole.
Right.
So I literally think that's it. He won't admit it, but I'm pretty sure that's it.
Hmm. Yeah, man. Men are strange. You know? I mean,
like worse than females.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are definitely worse than females.
Look at the porn that's out there for men. You know what I mean? People like everything. It's like, We have a guy doing a porn show here. He's a publicist, and he brings in a lot of his clients and girls and stuff. So He's like in a movie right now as Harvey Weinstein fucking his those chicks, right?
So wait, that's a porn? That's actually not that's an actual porn.
They do comedy. Then, you know, when Trump got elected, they did he played Trump.
What porn site do you go to, Sam?
No, that's not me. I mean, he tells me that he makes those movies.
Was like, what site are you
Know. See, that's the thing. I don't look for shit like that, you know? my porn, I want anonymous people that I don't know.
Yeah, like nobody
know?
You know.
I don't it's like in the porn industry, people just worship these actresses like it's their girlfriend or something, you know? Oh, I follow you everywhere. I'm like, what the fuck? Give me some anonymous sex. That's all I want. I don't care who the actress is, you know?
Yeah.
But that's why I don't like the modern porn that's out there today because there's just too much of it and it's all the same.
You know what I've discovered by watching porn is it's the skinny dudes because no girl in the planet is ever really attracted to a skinny guy because it's like if your man gets out of the shower and he looks like 120 pounds soaking wet, you're like, oh.
120 pounds.
Yeah, but the skinny dudes on Pornhub have like the biggest dicks.
Really?
Yeah, so now every time I see a skinny dude, I'm like, you wonder what he's packing in there.
Well, not always the case. You got to understand something.
Not always the case.
No, because why is it that you usually see black guys in porn with big dicks?
I don't watch black guys in porn.
No, but we had like Lexington Steele doing a show here.
Who's that?
He's a black actor with an 11-inch dick.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he was a stockbroker. And until he decided, shit, man, God gave me something. I'm going to take advantage of it.
That can't be enjoyable. Like, no girl fucking him is having a good time.
Well, obviously, he can't stick the whole thing in there unless... I never saw a movie of his. I don't know, you know? But...
11-inch dick?
11-inch dick.
That's...
So what I'm trying to say to you, though, is that they choose... the big ones for the movies. It's not that everybody from that group
has a big
one. No, because
there are some guys in porn that have literally the ugliest, smallest dicks.
Right. But that's different kind of porn. What I'm saying is that, and maybe some guys get turned on by other guys having small dicks.
Ew.
Because maybe they feel superior to them or something.
Well, the guy that I sleep with doesn't have a big dick at all. I call him Shrimp Dick every time we fight.
Oh, my God.
I'm surprised he still sleeps with me, to be honest.
Yeah,
because I'm such a bitch.
Yeah, I mean, if
you talk about
a guy's
dick, it's like it really hurts their ego.
It really does, you know? Although I wouldn't know because I was never, let's put it this way, I was never shamed for my dick.
Yeah.
Okay?
But I don't think any guy really is when they're in the moment.
Yeah, I don't know. Some chicks will, I don't know. I've experienced more than once... I don't want to talk about myself. But, yeah, I mean, it sounds like, look, I don't have fucking 10 inches, but yeah. I'm pretty good. I'm happy with what I got.
Well, I mean, 11 inches
really
is
am.
Too big.
Yeah.
It's too
and plus,
big.
Plus, when you talk about girth and stuff, it's a whole different ball game, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be as long when you have girth.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I actually do agree with that.
Yeah.
Because people was like, oh, my God, his dick is only 6 inches. I was like, but was it 6 and wide?
Right.
You can work
with
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Girls sometimes don't know what they're talking about.
It just has to feel good. Who cares how long it is?
Right.
You know?
And nothing's worse than a long pencil dick.
Yeah.
Like long and no girth. It's like, get the fuck out of my
brain. I don't know that I've seen a lot of those in porn, but, you know, that would be weird.
Those aren't in porn.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's either short and like short and gross or... Okay, so I go to Pornhub and I... found this guy. He's not attractive at all, like at all. He's actually kind of weird looking, but he's got like the perfect size dick.
Yeah.
His name's Gary Owen. Shout out to him. We should find him and have him on the show so we can talk about his perfect size dick.
Okay, I could probably get a hold of him. I have so many connections in the porn industry.
He's very odd looking and he always wears his wedding ring too, which is kind of weird to me. Like he's fucking all these different girls and he always has a wedding ring on. I'm like, yo, that's fucked up. Where's your wife at?
Yeah. No, there's some, I guess once in a while you'll find some handsome guys with nice dicks on there, but for the most part, I don't know. It depends, you know, like I said, today in modern porn, they really choose the people and it doesn't look real, you know, they act.
Some of them, it seems kind of more real.
Right.
But if you
when
have
it's
like
the
new,
amateurs and
if
stuff,
you have like
you
Brazzers
know?
Or Nobile Films, whatever it's called, that shit is not. You can tell that they did takes.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Not only that, it's too perfect, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you look at amateurs, you go, shit, this is like my neighbor's fucking, you
know? Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. I just got it.
Oh, I hadn't. I haven't seen you, but I told you. Yeah. Changing the subject from porn, since we just talked about that for so long. Sorry, listeners. So I didn't see you yesterday because you were sick and you called out. But the night before that,
right.
At like 3:30 in the morning, I got woken up from like screaming and crying. And at first, I thought it might have been my roommate Frankie. And I'm like, oh my god, is he crying? And then I realized it was coming outside. Someone in my building was trying to kill themselves.
Wow. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, and their roommate, the people that he lives with were like freaking out, like, don't you dare do this to us.
Yeah.
Life is not that bad, like till about 5 o'clock in the morning.
And you could hear what they were saying.
Everything, yeah.
Wow.
Because it was like two floors above us.
Yeah.
So, and then you texted me at like 7:30 and was like, hey, I'm not doing the show. And I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, I could sleep.
I need some sleep. After that, dramatics.
Wow.
But this is how crazy the property managers are. I texted them, like, hey, listen, I think that maybe someone, you guys should get over here. There's like some drama happening in the building. Someone's trying to kill themselves.
Right.
They texted me at like 10 a.m. the next day. And they're like, sorry, we were asleep. Yo, go fuck yourself. They're like literally the worst property managers I've ever dealt with in my life.
Yeah.
Like when my...
I don't think there's anybody who's managing an apartment...
That cares.
Or that's good. That you would like
to be
friends.
They just want the paycheck because they get paid mad money to do nothing.
Yeah.
They're always on vacation. I remember I locked myself out of...
Not only that, I have a very rude motherfucker.
Yeah, they're rude.
Manager.
Yeah, they talk to you like you're an idiot.
He doesn't live on the property, but man, is he fucking rude and clueless. A stupid fucking man. Okay? I mean, I'm not saying this to put him down. I'm saying stupid as an adjective to describe him. He has no fucking idea. Always dodges responsibility every fucking time. So, yeah. That's why nobody likes landlords and shit.
No.
Well, in other news, did you hear that in Daytona Beach, a roller coaster
derailed? Nope, don't want to know it. Derailed. Did we just talk about this?
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is why. Don't go, Sam. All set.
Listen, two people
died?
Fell 34 feet. No. They did not die. They're injured.
Broken spines?
I don't know what the fuck, but they're not saying that much.
Paralyzed?
Just they were taken to the hospital.
Do you know how much 34 feet is?
Yeah, that's a lot. And not only that, but two other people were dangling from it.
Well, from I think you sign waivers before you go in there, so they can't even sue. That's the crazy part.
Yeah, but they're saying this ride had just been inspected.
Goodness.
Oh, we have a bird here.
No, it's a hummingbird. This is the second
That's
time
not
I've been sitting. That is definitely a hummingbird. Oh. What? Look at his tail.
He's got food in his beak.
Oh, you know, this is the second time I've been sitting here, and that same exact bird has been at this window.
Yeah. Except they don't sit here very long.
No, but when you see a hummingbird, it's supposed to be good luck.
But that's not a hummingbird. It's just a regular bird.
No, that's definitely a hummingbird.
Really? Okay.
Maybe not. Hashtag fake news.
It doesn't matter what kind of bird it is. You know, that's how you get distracted on the show. But I got to tell you, when we started at a high rise downtown. We were higher than the fucking helicopters. So every time there would be something up there, people would just get distracted on the show. Oh, check out that helicopter. Oh, check out these people at the pool
right.
on top of the hotel. Check
right.
out this. It was so fucking distracting.
Yeah, I can imagine. Because being here is kind of distracting. And we only see like the signs.
We have a lot of things outside and stuff. But yeah, you know, I mean, still though, not a lot going on, you know. But I always said I have to have a window. Most radio stations, you won't find windows, you know? They sit inside these fucking rooms, and that's it. But I feel I have to have a window outside.
No, I'm glad we have a window. I'd be a little sketched out if we didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
A little claustrophobic.
Like where your friend does his show. I think it's all like a closed...
Yeah, it's closed.
Right?
Nope. There's a window.
There's a window?
Yeah.
To the outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So if you meet someone who's married...
Okay. Yeah. Where's that question?
If you meet someone who's married and you guys flirt with each other, but nothing has ever happened, is that out of pocket?
Yeah, that's cheating. That's cheating. Yeah, because look, anything that you wouldn't tell your partner about.
But what if they have an open relationship?
open relationship?
Yeah, a lot of people have that.
They wouldn't care.
Well, could you ever be in an open relationship?
No.
I would kill a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, I would kill your ass. Can
be, but that's the thing, is that you'd have to be in the same state of mind that he is. You'd have to go into the relationship saying, yeah, I would fuck someone else still.
Uh-uh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So most people cannot do that. You
so
know?
I watched this movie on Netflix called Newness, and they actually, this couple, not really a couple, they met on like a Tinder, Bumble, whatever.
Right.
And they slept together on the first night. And then they just kept sleeping with each other. And after like a month, they're like, I love you. Let's move in together.
Really?
So they end up moving in together. But then the relationship just gets kind of quote unquote boring.
Right.
So they both cheat on each other.
Right.
Then they tell each other that they cheated on each other. And then they're like, let's just be in an open relationship. So they get into this open relationship where he's doing his thing, she's doing her thing. And then sometimes they bring like a third party and they have a threesome, whatever.
Right, right.
But then she starts to like intensely be with like certain people for more than like one night,
right?
And the guy's like, I can't do this anymore, I just want you by myself. Then they end up breaking up,
right?
And then the movie, they end up back together and saying like, hey, let's not be in an open relationship anymore,
because yeah,
open
yeah.
relationships don't work.
They don't really work. I mean, you have to have a special partner and maybe not really be in love with them, you know. Maybe you just,
yeah, but why be with someone if you're not in love with them?
Right.
Like, you're just wasting your time. At that point, just have your own apartment, live by
yourself. If you're in love with someone, you're not going to be in an open relationship, period. Right? I mean, does it make sense?
I don't know, because I think my dad...
Because you want it for yourself.
I think my dad is still in love with my mom,
yeah.
But I think he's just a guy. Like, he just, he wants to be fucking other people.
Yeah.
I hate to say that,
no,
so...
No, that's not a guy. Okay, most guys.
Most
are
guys are like that, Sam. In 2018, I know plenty of people who rep their girlfriends so hard on social media, and then I'll see them at like Hyde on Sunset, literally with every bitch but his girlfriend that he just posted a picture with 6 hours ago.
Yeah,
it's just this generation. It's just too
maybe
much.
Maybe it's this generation.
Too much people.
You guys
are available.
Get along with murder. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we never had that. You know how hard it was to get pussy when I was a kid?
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, social media, a girl just got to slide in your DMs now, or you just got to swipe right.
Right.
And be like, hey, what's up? Can you take me for a drink? And the guy's like, ooh, if I take it for a drink, I'm probably going to smash.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's as easy as it is.
Yeah.
And then if you do enjoy a drink with him, you're probably going to fuck him that night.
Right. I wonder if this is because women are feeling more free now and they do this, you know, knowing that I'm in charge of my life, you know. Whereas before, maybe women did not feel so strong. And they just didn't do it. They were more concerned with what society is going to say.
Right.
I mean, imagine life before social media, you know? It was more local.
Like when I was
before
like in eighth
internet,
grade.
Yeah.
And all you had was like the flip phone.
Right.
Or like AOL.
Right.
Where you had to do like the age
yeah,
text
the
location
dial-up.
Bullshit. Yeah, the dial-up. It was so different. It was like so much more like you actually really, really liked the person you were trying to get in contact with.
Right, right.
And now it's just like, it's so easy. And it's just like if one date doesn't work out, you're like, oh, well, on to the next.
Right.
It's just so simple. And it's just, it's kind of, and I know now, like I'm 30 and I don't think I've ever been in love.
Right.
I think I've wanted it so bad, I've kind of forced it. Like, I'm like,
yeah.
Oh my God, don't leave me. I love you so much. And then like when it actually is over and done with, I'm like, I never even liked him.
Yeah.
I just like the idea of him.
Exactly.
Like the whole concept of like, oh, I've got someone to come home to.
Exactly.
I got somebody
texting
me.
That's because it's specifically him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If life goes on without that person, I'm pretty sure you weren't really ever in love with them.
Yeah.
I think I've loved one person in my life, but I wasn't in love with him.
Right, right. Well, you still, you know, look, you've lived for 30 years. That's less than even half an average life. You got a long ways to go. I mean, think about it.
Actually, Sam, when you say that as a man, that's not fair, because as a woman,
right.
When you're 30, your clock is like ticking.
Yeah, but you know what? Okay, clock is ticking as far as what? Just
like you need to have kids soon, yeah.
Right, but the
like,
rest of it is you're not in a hurry, right?
No. But
yeah.
As for, I don't want to have a complicated pregnancy either. Like, I want a
right.
healthy kid. Like, the older you get, the more risks you have of having a problem with your child.
Right, but you'll likely find someone in the next year or two.
Well, this psychic told me I was meeting someone between the ages of 30 and 31. Bitch, where he at?
Okay, well, he'll still be around. But the funny thing is when you talk about the past, it's like 30 years ago, you know. But when I was dating, It was in the early 70s.
That's, you know, crazy. Say, I wasn't even born yet.
But that's what I'm saying. Look, there was no... Even phones were like... Obviously, there were no cell phones.
Right,
okay?
Right.
So everything was happening locally.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You couldn't connect with someone who's like on the other side of town or something.
Right.
You didn't really know what's going on. So it was always local, more or less people that you knew. I remember a lot of the chicks I dated, also many of my friends dated them, you know, in like middle school and high school and
right.
stuff. So, because there was a limited number of people to choose from. Today with the apps, fuck, man, it's endless.
Yeah, endless. There's endless. So many apps. You could turn to Instagram,
right.
check the DMs or sign a DM, go to Bumble, go to Tinder, go to Twitter.
Right.
It's just so, go to Facebook.
Yeah.
It's just like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like, okay, so the Syrian guy that I told you about, the one right. I just keep having issues with, like, it's just every single time I see him out, he's with somebody new. But it's not like they're good looking. He's never with somebody good looking. And I always ask him, like, when we hang out, I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're not an ugly guy. I just don't understand. Is it just because it's available?
Yeah.
Like, is it just because it's like the new Instagram follow of the week? Please explain it to me so I understand it. Because you, I always have to remind him, I go, you had me.
Yeah.
And I hate to be conceited, but you had me.
Right.
Act like it. Because when I see you with a complete and utter downgrade, I'm thinking like, okay.
Yeah.
What's happening here? You need to explain this to me. Is it just because it's so easy? Like, there was one time I saw him at a party and I punched him in the back of the head. He kicked me out. Did I ever tell you this?
No.
Yeah, we both went to the same party and I was drunk off tequila.
Uh-huh.
And we saw each other. And sometimes in public, we'll just give each other the head nod, right. which I find really irritating. Because when you sleep with someone, you want to go out with them and party with them too.
Yeah.
So I think it's weird when we see each other out. It's like we kind of act like we don't know each other. It's bizarre to me.
Yeah.
So I see him out and he's like buying this chick like tequila shots at the bar. And in my head, I'm like, no, you should be buying me tequila shots because this bitch is ugly. And I hate to say that, but that's what I was thinking. So I walk up to him at the bar and I go, what are you doing? He goes, and he starts laughing because he loves it. He loves it. He goes, what do you mean? I go, she's not cute. And I go, I just go, you had me. Act like it. So I take one of his tequila shots and I down it. And he goes right up to her and starts making out with her. And I think that's disrespectful. I don't care if we're not together or not. I don't care if you go home with her.
Yeah.
But don't do that shit in front of me.
Right.
So I just
obviously, the guys you meet don't give a shit.
No, they don't.
Anything.
So I went right up to him and I just boop, punched him as hard as I could in the back of the head.
Oh, my God.
Everybody filmed it on their phones. She freaked out and then they kicked me out. And I was like, all right,
whatever.
Whoa.
I'm telling you, you're a cock blocker big time.
I am, huh? Oh, well.
Well,
he told me he still had sex with her that night and he never talked to her again.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I had sex with that girl that night. It was good, but I never talked to her again. I'm like, that's insane.
Yeah.
That you just met her at that party, slept with her that night and never talked to her again. And the only reason I still sleep with him is I know he's a hypochondriac and he always uses a condom. Like, it's not like I'm putting myself at risk. So.
Wow. All right. Well, we're totally over time, but that's because the next show is going to be a replay. So we can eat a few of its minutes. But at any rate, Danny, let's have a great weekend, everyone. I hope I'm like totally healthy and better.
By Monday.
Mm-hmm. But
I already feel better.
Because I've already been sick for a week. I mean, what the fuck?
I know, but being sick could last like 2 weeks. It depends. Have you been drinking a lot of orange juice?
No.
See, get on the train. Yeah. Get on the get well soon train because you're not on it yet.
But I finally, after a week, I gave in and decided to start taking some cough medication.
Oh, yeah. I have some codeine under my sink, too.
Codeine?
Mm-hmm.
For cough?
Yeah.
No, that's for pain.
Codeine?
Yeah.
No. Codeine cough syrup?
That's the name, codeine?
Codeine, yeah.
I think you're
no, it's called codeine.
Because codeine is like pain medicine that's prescribed.
No, it's not.
That people abuse.
No way. You're thinking of oxycodones.
No, I'm content. Oxycontin.
Yeah, oxycontin. That's what you're thinking
no,
of.
No, I'm not. Telling you, codeine. Look it up.
Well, I have a liquid version of it.
Really?
Yeah. Anytime I get a cough, I drink like a half a bottle.
Yeah, maybe
of
it just numbs your fucking body. That's what it's doing. You don't even know what the fuck.
When you called out of work the other day, that's what I drank. I literally stayed in bed all day.
But was that given to you as a prescription?
Prescription, yeah.
Yeah, you see, you can't get it over.
No, definitely not. Yeah. You can't even drive a car when you drink it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's not cough medication.
Yes, it is.
All right, everybody. Daddy, stop drinking so much. Okay, it's fucking up your brain. All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening. We'll see you all on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.